I'm Kev Jackson, and this is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast. The Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast is sponsored by Visit Bemidji. Find your great moments in Bemidji. And by Northview Bank, helping you find your piece of paradise in Paul Bunyan Country.
I'm Mike Frisch of Fishing the Midwest, and I'm proud to help Kev Jackson sound smart on Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors.
We are checking in with Brady Loudon of, Visit Bemidji, of course. But what is the name of your guide service again?
Brady Loudon's Fishing Guide Service.
Well, that's pretty easy to remember.
Yeah,
Brady Loudon's absolutely. Fishing Guide Service.
It's great to be here, Kev.
Well, good to have you back, Brady. Although we say that because you're only back in town for a few days, and then you're back traveling the world. You've been busy this month.
I've been super busy, yeah. So I was just down in Arizona visiting family. And then I ended up going back to Minneapolis for a few days for the Explore Minnesota Tourism Conference. And then I headed back down to Arizona for another weekend. And now I'm back here. Okay. So it feels good to be back in Bemidji.
And you actually did some softwater fishing down in Mexico.
I did, yeah. So that was about a month ago now. But yeah, I ended up going mahi-mahi fishing. They call them Dorado down there. And then caught some bonita. And Kev, it was so much fun. I stayed at a resort with my dad and brother, but then I ended up becoming best friends with the locals. And so I ended up being able to get out fishing three separate times with friends that I made. And it's so fun to be able to hire a guide from a different area and just learn their techniques. They had no electronics in their boat. So we were just completely sight fishing, going off of, okay, that point looks good. We're going to go on to this part of the ocean, and we're just going to try to catch fish. It was a blast.
So tell me a little bit about mahi-mahi. How do you fish them? What do you use? How different is it from what we do up here?
Yeah, so it's primarily trolling. So okay. You're really trolling like squid imitation plastics on top of the water, and you're just trolling, and you're covering a lot of territory. And really, it's pretty cool because they actually jig the lure on top of the water to try to make it look like, trying to escaping bait fish, basically. Mm-hmm. And so you're seeing these schools of Dorado on top of the water almost look like dolphins, like flying across the top of the water. And then you'll see them, and then he tries to find them, and then they kind of get into a feeding frenzy. And then all of a sudden you hook up into one, and then it's a 30-minute fight. And so we ended up catching, between my brother and I, we caught, between the three trips, we ended up catching 10. And wow. It was the one fight, the fish that got away was like a 45-minute fight, and my brother ended up losing the fish. And that was devastating because we had it right next to the boat, and then it dove down, and then the line snapped on the motor.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But what an adventure, though. If anyone has the chance to get to Puerto Vallarta, my goodness, that is a beautiful area.
Okay. I believe it would probably be the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very different from what we do here, but I'm sure it's fun to just do something a little differently.
It
right?
is. So you're trolling for these Dorado, and then we also jig for Bonita, which is just a really cool fish, and we ended up catching about 30 of those as well, and they're like 8 to 10 pounds, and just being able to jig and also troll, it honestly, Kev, it felt like I was in a movie of Jurassic Park. It looked like there was dinosaurs that were living where I was. It was in the jungle backdrop, and then just the ocean, just me and the guy.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, this is an adventure. This is going to be a good time. So it was fun.
Okay, well, non-fishing related.
Yeah,
you're heading back. You're heading overseas again.
I am. Yep. So there's going to be there's a big pickleball tournament happening in Bemidji that 2&8 Sports is putting on. So I'm going to be playing in that. And then as soon as that's done, then for my golden birthday, I'm headed with my brother to Switzerland. And we're going to go to Switzerland. We're going to go to Netherlands. And then we're going to go to Prague. And we're just going to go. I have some PTO through Visit Bemidji. So I'm going to use that up and go explore the world.
So golden birthday.
Yeah. 29.
So on which month?
March 29th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was thinking, were you on February 29th?
No, March 29th.
Okay.
It's coming up quick.
Okay.
Yeah, very quick.
So why Switzerland?
You know, I've always been drawn to the mountains, and so I need to go check out the Swiss Alps. Also, the water in Switzerland. My dad has been there, and we're going to fly into Zurich and Zermatt, and there's just these places that I've saw on social media are just absolutely incredible, and I just want to go and experience it. And so really the water and the mountains is really what drew me to being able to go over there.
Okay. Will there be fishing in Switzerland?
I've looked it up. Whenever I go and travel, I always try to incorporate some kind of fishing into the adventure. So I'm sure that I end up will be doing something. I just haven't looked into it enough yet.
Okay. But you did do plenty of fishing on the ice up here, as weird as the ice has been. Tell us how hard water fishing was for you this year, Brady.
Yeah, so the early ice fishing that I experienced was some of the best ice fishing that I've ever had. I was going up to Upper Red, and I was utilizing pretty much all the resorts on Upper Red. And they were so phenomenal in giving me the places to go, and I just crushed the walleyes. It was incredible. In just 1 month, I probably caught around 400 walleyes. It was just incredible. And it was just fun to be able to get out there. And, you know, it was a mix between jigging for them and then also dead sticking and just bobber fishing. But I just had a blast. It was really good.
Cool. I've heard that it was good. I've heard it's still pretty good, but yeah. It's just been awfully weird and sometimes really tough to get out there.
Oh my gosh. I was hiring a gentleman, his name is Bill out of Rogers, and he would take me out with his four-wheeler with a little trailer on the back, and that was pretty nifty, so I didn't have to walk all the way out there all the time. Sometimes I hoofed it, but I mean, it was it's a lot of work to get out there. And you know what, when you're up on that part of the water up there, the wind, just when it picks up, there was one night where we had like 40 mile per hour winds, and I thought I was going to get blown off the lake. Like, I mean, I'm lucky that the wind was going toward shore, because if it was going the other way, it would have been a long, long night.
Okay. So, well.
Yeah.
Oh, anything else that you were, any other area lakes you were fishing?
Yeah, so I was fishing some local lakes around the Bemidji area, and we were catching crappies, and that was fun. But they didn't seem to be always in their normal spots, and so that was it was tough. It was a little bit tougher to find them. And then really just trying to find safe ice. It was just what I noticed this winter was just the variable in the ice conditions. I mean, some lakes, they just had phenomenal ice, and then some of them were really sketchy. And it was really like, okay, this is it really worth it to get out there? You know, and overall, between December and January, there was a lot of good fishing opportunities, but it was definitely not a normal winter.
No, it definitely was not. Any new gear out there that you use this year that you're kind of fired up about?
Well, I've had friends. One of them is Nathan Golds, and he's really shown me the all the intricacies of LiveScope. And so it's going to be really hard for me, Kev, not to want to buy that for this upcoming open water season, Kev. It is expensive.
Well, even Dick's falling into the trap.
I know. He got it. Yeah. So it's like, I feel like it's just incredible. What I love about it so much is being able to see the way that the fish interacts with the bait. You know, when I'm using my sonar, the FL28, it just looks like a blip on the screen. But when you're using the LiveScope, you can really see the way that fish is interacting with the bait. And so it's really incredible. And I feel like it's a game changer. And so, I got to play, you know, I wasn't guiding this winter, so I was able to really just go in and fish for fun and be able to fish with friends and just learn the technology a little bit more. And it just really gave me the itch to want to get on the water and to be able to use that on open water.
Okay. Yeah, everybody likes that stuff.
Yeah.
How about anything non-electronic out there? Anything new that you've tried that I like it?
Good question. You know, I've tried upgrading my clothing and just trying to make sure that I have waterproof clothing. So that's something that's non-electronic. But just having the right gear so that you're comfortable while you're out fishing is really nice. And when I was out fishing, there were some really, I know it's early season, there were some really cold days out there. And just having the proper clothing, equipment, and having insulated boots is always nice. And so, yeah, I would say, you know, just there's always some great different clothing that is always coming out in the outdoor industry. And so getting that is always kind of fun.
Brady Loudon from Visit Bemidji and Brady Loudon's Fishing Guide Service, my guest. We'll find out if he eel pouts next.
Hi, this is Chuck Hassey on Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, doing my part to keep Kev Jackson employed for another year.
Mark Harmon of Northview Bank is back. He's the guy that helps you make your Paul Bunyan Country dreams come true. Hey, Mark, what makes Northview Bank the place to go when you found that perfect piece of Paul Bunyan Country for hunting, for fishing, or that perfect vacation home?
You know, being a local lender and being an expert in our area when it comes to land loans, we have a tremendous amount of resources at Northview Bank.
Yeah, that HELOC is a great way for you to use what you already have to make phase two of your life or that dream home possible.
Right, yeah, and HELOC's a home equity line of credit. And over, you know, over time, a lot of us pick up a lot of equity in our houses, especially as we're paying it down over time. But markets change, and when markets go up, you kind of build a little bit of a piggy bank there. And it's a nice way to be able to access the equity in your property or in your home to be able to accomplish some of those dreams as well. A home equity line of credit that we can accomplish for you is a perfect tool.
He's Mark Harmon of Northview Bank. Northview Bank with many locations, including several right here in Paul Bunyan country. Northview Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. You can find out more at northviewbank.com.
Be the traveler, be the adventurer, be the trailblazer, and cherish those great moments when you visit Bemidji.
Plan your excursion today.
Enjoy unique lodging, engaging hospitality, and outdoor adventures in a pristine natural setting.
Fish over 400 lakes or explore over 160 miles of bike trails.
You don't even have to bring your watercraft. You can rent one here.
Plan your adventure today at visitbemidji.com.
This is Dick Beardsley, and this is Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors.
Brady Loudon is my guest today. Are you an eel pouter? This is the eel pout season.
Yeah, I actually haven't been targeting them. I actually caught, I ended up catching one up on Upper Red Lake, and it was actually really, it was pretty decent size, had beautiful patterns on it. I think it's such a cool fish. If I was here more in Bemidji as of late, I would absolutely be getting out and going after them. I think it's so much fun to catch them. They fight incredible. And I just think it's a beautiful looking fish.
Yeah, so. And they're so popular now too.
They are, and I've been seeing pictures on social media everywhere of people catching them, and I know that they're around the Bemidji area. So it's I think it's a really cool species to go after, especially, you know, once things start to die down with walleye fishing, and it's just a unique fish to go after.
Okay. Well, let's change gears as long as you're here and talk a little bit about Visit Bemidji.
Absolutely.
What are some of the big things going on at Visit Bemidji these days?
Yeah, so we just launched our Great Moments campaign, which is very exciting. So I know it's a little bit dated now, but we ended up airing our new television ad for the Super Bowl. And so that was really exciting. So if you were watching the Super Bowl, the pregame in Minneapolis, or, you know, it was through WCCO, but we ended up airing that, and so we got some just fantastic exposure for Bemidji for that. Okay. And so that was a huge win for us. And then, you know, we just got done with the Explore Minnesota Tourism Conference, so we got to see their new campaign, which is Star of the North. And so that was fun to be able to go down and interact with different directors of tourism in Minnesota. And then for upcoming events that we have, really the big one, well, I guess we have 2&8 Sports is putting on some cool sporting tournaments in town, so that I'm going to be competing in that pickleball tournament.
Oh, sure.
And I'm actually headed down this weekend to go down to Minneapolis because the pro pickleball tournament is going to be happening down in Lakeville. So the best pickleball players in the U.S. are going to be playing, so that's going to be kind of fun.
I didn't even know there was professional pickleball.
There is, yeah, and it's very serious. And so I'm hoping to get the signature of the best player, Ben Johns, in the U.S., so that will be kind of fun. My dad's going to be competing in the over 50 age bracket, so I'm excited to go do that. So,
okay.
There's really just a lot going on. But for as far as events go for Bemidji, Unicon. I'm sure you've heard about this.
Yes. I interviewed Kirsten yesterday. That'll be on a chat about show a couple weeks from now. So.
She's fantastic. The energy that she brings. I ended up doing some photos for her with unicycles in front of Paul and Babe, and then the hashtag Bemidji sign. But I can't believe the schedule that they have that's going to be coming to Bemidji. You know, last year this was in Paris, France.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's coming to Bemidji, and there's going to be over 1,000 unicyclists in Bemidji in July when it's the busiest time of year for tourism. It's going to be an interesting summer. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You will be in the midst of it.
I will be. I was specifically told by Josh that I will not be guiding in the middle of July because of Unicon. So I plan on being all hands on deck for Unicon, and it's just going to be a unique thing that's coming to Bemidji. And, you know, all the local businesses are going to be involved in it. Buena Vista is getting involved. It's just going to be a lot of fun. It's something that I would have never thought I'd be working on.
So. Right.
Yeah.
It is pretty amazing when you think about it.
Yeah. So, but I am very excited, Kev, for the open water season.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fun to be able to get out there. The only thing I'm concerned about is, are we going to see some kind of a drought with the kind of winter that we've had? And so that's my main concern. And I'm just really hoping that we have a fantastic summer.
Yeah. I mean, low water levels, it can make it very difficult to get on the water for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And really be tough in the public accesses. How does it affect the fish, really?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I think that it can change where the fish are typically located. And so, and the, you know, the water temps, I mean, that definitely can affect the fish and their spawning season. And so, the other lake that I'm really looking forward to getting up to is Rainy Lake and being able to go after walleyes and sturgeon this spring. I think this is a really unique opportunity to get up there where the water is going to be very clear. And it's not going to be as muddy in the beginning. And so I'm going to go up and try to experience that. But, you know, I think we're going to have an early ice out this year. I know everyone's throwing their predictions out. But I think that, I'm just excited to see what the summer looks like. But I think we just might have to adapt a little.
Okay. Before I let you go.
Yeah,
ready
absolutely.
For the Fast Five?
It's been a while, Kev. Let's do it.
Okay, Brady Lawton, Fast Five.
Three.
Four.
Fast Five.
Question number one. Friends. The TV show Friends?
Yes.
Rachel, Monica, or Phoebe?
I would say Rachel. Yeah, yeah.
That seems to be the unanimous answer.
I feel like everyone says that. Yeah. Honestly, I haven't watched that show very much, though, but I do know Rachel, and I would say Rachel.
Okay.
Yep.
Question number two. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ooh. I would go Star Trek. My dad loved Star Trek growing up, and so I watched it. A lot of the things that have happened in that show feel like they've come to life, so I would say Star Trek.
Okay. Question number three. I think I know the answer, but I'll ask it anyway. You got to pick one, fishing or hunting?
I have to go fishing, Kev. I live and breathe fishing. It has to be. Although I did experience some incredible grouse hunting this fall, which was so much fun, I have to go with fishing.
What is your favorite thing to hunt?
Ooh, that's a great question. I did a lot of duck hunting, so I would say, man, that's a tough one. I'll say grouse. Grouse is my favorite thing to go after, but I do love deer hunting. I love duck hunting. I love it all.
Okay. Question number four. I don't think I've ever put you on the record for this one. I think I know the answer, but here we go. Question number four. Vikings or Packers?
Oh, what a great question. Skol Vikings. But I will say this, I went to school in Milwaukee at University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and they tried to convert me into a cheesehead. I am not a cheesehead, but I have a lot of respect for the Packers organization, but it's absolutely Skol Vikings.
All right. Very glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And finally, question number five. You have been sentenced to fishing purgatory. What that means is you get to fish every day for all eternity, but on only one lake. What lake is it going to be?
Oh my gosh, what a question. Okay. Oh. I'm going to say Lake Michigan, which is very odd, and it's not Minnesota, but Lake Michigan is where I went to college, and just the fishing opportunities that I had there were incredible, and it's such a vast body of water. So for saying Lake Michigan, just because I can get out to a lot of different areas.
Okay. That is a smart, thinking ahead to all eternity question.
Yeah.
Your answer, Brady.
That sounds like a good place to be, though. You just put me right into that environment. That sounds great.
Before we wrap up, Brady, you obviously have a guide service, Brady Lawton's Fishing Guide Service.
I do.
People are planning their vacations. If they're planning their vacations for anything except middle of July,
yes,
and they want to go fishing with Brady, how do they get set up?
Absolutely. So you can reach out to me on my phone, which is 218-280-2941. And, you know, I've already been booking a lot of trips. June's already filling up pretty fast. Okay. And so I'm so excited to get on the water. And it's so memorable to be with these guide clients on the water. And it's some of my favorite time. It's really the favorite time of year is to be able to get out fishing in the summertime. So I'm really looking forward to it. And it's going to be a good season.
Brady Lawton of Brady Lawton's Fishing Guide Service and Visit Bemidji joining me today. Brady, great to have you in again. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Kev. It's great to be here.
Bye-bye.